Ben is going to throw up there. Here we go. Matthew 6, 1 to 4. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you'll have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Let's pray together real quick, and then we're going to dig into this a bit. God, I just pray this morning as we dig into this scripture and as we share together, that we just remember the great things that you do for us and the great ways that you bless us and the great things that you've given to us. And Lord, I pray that you would remind me and all of us that we're only here and we only do the things we do and we only get to do the stuff that we do because of you. And so, Lord, I pray that would come through this morning as we read and as we learn together. Amen. So, it doesn't look like my slides are going to happen. Sorry? Do I have the USB stick in my pocket? The answer to that question is no. But thank you for asking. It's on my desk downstairs. So, I know what happened. And now we've figured it out. Okay, I'm just not going to have slides. That's fine. We'll do it old school. Okay. So, if you see in the scripture that I've got, does anybody have a flannel graph? Okay, so, one of the things that I want you to recognize right away that I had all highlighted and pointed out and would be fine is this word that comes up again and again in that scripture, and it's the word when, right? Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others. It doesn't say, if you choose to practice righteousness, be careful to. Jesus says, Jesus knows, because he understands the cultural context of what's going on, he knows and understands that the Israelites first and then the Jewish people have all of these laws and all of these rules that they follow all of the time. And so he knows that righteousness is not only a practice that they have written down, but something that they're trying to do all the time. So when Jesus is teaching to people, he's not saying, if you do this, he's saying when. And he does that again. He goes, so when you give to the needy. He doesn't say, if you choose to give to the needy. He says, when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets. But when, verse 3, but when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Jesus, giving is a part of our faith. Giving is a part of believing in the things that we believe in. Giving is a part of Christianity from the Jewish and Israelites before Christ came, and then Christ took it and just put a big spotlight on it and said, you really, really need to give to people. But here, he knows that this is happening. When. And there's probably a whole sermon right there. When we give, who should we give, what should we give, how do we do it? But that's not where we're going to focus this morning. But I do want to say one thing about that. In the context of this morning, often, and when we read it, we think about money, right? Often, what we're talking about here is the Jewish culture and the Jewish customs of how they supported the poor or the orphan or the widowed. They would pool money together as a community or as a town, and they would support people who needed it. And so right about now, everybody under the age of 20 goes, well, I don't have any money, and I don't give any money, so I'm going to check out. And because I'm a youth pastor and I think about these things every once in a while, I now want to look at everybody under 20 for a second and say, this message is for you too, because you are going to experience tons and tons of times starting on Tuesday when you all go back, where you're going to have a lot of opportunity to give to people who need it. And it might not be monetary, but you're going to have opportunities to support somebody who's having a bad day, who doesn't have somebody else around them. And you're going to be able to give yourself to them in that moment. You're going to be able to give time or support or energy or encouragement or love to people in your community who need it. You can give to people who are in need around you without having to reach into your wallet. And there's a whole sermon on that, and we're not going to get there, but I want to make sure that as we continue forward this morning, you guys know that you are just as much a part of this family and this body and what we're doing together as everybody else around you is. Is that good? Okay, good. When we talk about giving now, and we're transitioning from the what to the how, one of the things that we're experiencing in our culture is that it's really, really getting more and more difficult to do that in secret or in silence. I don't think, like, the phrase, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, was any more relevant than it is when the day when we literally started taking pictures with our right hand of everything our left hand was doing, right? Whether that was giving to somebody in need or eating a piece of toast. Everybody knows what we're doing all of the time. And we're in a culture where we're almost conditioned that this is what we're supposed to do. We're in a culture that's conditioned that, like, we're lesser than if people don't know what we're doing. We're more in a culture now of comparison than we have been for a really long time. Everybody over the age of 35, if you're here this morning, you know that, like, when you were in high school or when you were in middle school, you always still compared yourself to other people, but you didn't have the entirety of the world to compare yourself to. So, like, if you were a good piano player and you went to a high school of 1,000, maybe you were, like, the sixth best piano player that you knew. But now you can just go on the internet and find out you're the 2.5 millionth best piano player that you know. And this has done something to us. This has rewired the way not only we think about what we're supposed to project out, but how we perceive ourselves and our identity. And this really plays into what we're talking about here this morning, because in today's environment, it kind of makes us feel that in order to matter more or be worth more or to be rewarded more, no, I don't want that one yet. That's a funny slide, and you've killed my punchline, but we'll get back to it. It's okay. In order to be rewarded more, everybody needs to know what we're doing. And Jesus' teaching here is counter their culture and counter our culture here. He's teaching that when we serve and when we give and when we love, that we're supposed to do it in a place of silence, in a place of secret, in a place of humility. And it's really, really hard to be humble sometimes. It's really hard to be humble when we give a lot, or when we do a lot, or when we know a lot. It's really hard to be humble when we don't give a lot or we don't do a lot, but we get to do something that we normally don't get to do, and then we have the opportunity to show everybody that we're going to do it. This is really difficult, and this really, really hit me when I was sort of preparing this week. And I think it's, like, hard for three reasons. I think it's important for three reasons that we really focus on humility, and that we really focus on the why we're doing instead of the what we're doing. I mean, the first one is so that the glory here goes to the right place. We are called to give. Even in the scripture, it says, when you give, when you give, when you give. It's not necessarily our idea to give. It's a part of our faith. It's a part of what we're called to do. When we're giving, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it so that we can shine a light on us. We're doing it because that's what we're called to do, and that's what was exampled to us by Jesus, not because we're geniuses and we just decided to give. And so it's really, really important, one, to look at this teaching so that we know and we remember and we understand that the glory doesn't go to us, but that it goes to Christ. The second reason why it's important is so that we know that we're keeping the honor and the dignity of those to whom we're giving. When I was prepping this week, I'm like, I think I've seen a couple of YouTube videos occasionally of like, you know, broadcasted giving and people doing this. And so I searched it, and sure enough, like if you go home and you search YouTube for like giving to the needy, there are pages of videos of what people call like social experiments, which is really just, yeah, I know, right? Which is really just like people taking a camera and going out and literally giving thousands of dollars to homeless people on the street just to see how they react. Now, this is where it gets a little bit messy, because giving to people who need it isn't the thing I'm railing against. We're called to do that. But look at the medium under which it's happening. It's a very, very look at me. And then you've got YouTube creators with 4, 5, 6 million dollars or million of subscribers or followers, and videos with 20 million views, and you're taking away the honor and the dignity of the person who's really in need in the first place. And we don't necessarily all do that on the internet, but we can risk doing that when we don't approach things humbly. We don't approach things the way Christ intended for us to approach them. And the third reason, you know, and I've touched on this a couple times, this is who we are. We've been called to do this and be this by Christ. Christ's intention is for us to be our best selves and to make us whole and to bring us close to him. And Christ's intention is for those who we are helping to also be that way. And we want to make sure that when we are giving, we are doing that from a place that is humble, a place that is serving Christ, and a place that is not self-serving. It's so difficult now. I think it's always been difficult, clearly, because this was written a long time ago and they're talking about it then. But it's really, really difficult to not to live in a look at me culture and not act that way. And so this morning we're not talking about whether or not we should give, because we know that we should, because we know that we're called to. We're talking about how and why we do that. And that is really, really important to remember. And so, this is where preparing for this morning started to kick my butt a little bit. And I got just a touch convicted. Did you know that youth pastors sometimes have a bit of an inferiority complex? Did you know this? There's a couple of youth pastors in the room that are probably like, yeah, sometimes the youth pastor can sort of feel like maybe like the lesser than pastor, or the one that like just plays dodgeball, or just gets his face smashed with whipped cream on the internet, or whatever, 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 right? And again, okay, so now you can put this up, Ben. I found this week, and I thought it was hilarious. Is it going to work? Yes? No? Oh, look, it's there. Right. So I follow this download youth ministry page, which is whatever. And it says this. It says, youth pastors available for preaching Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, Christmas and New Year's. And what day is it? And who's up here? Yeah. And look at the comments. The guy 2 down is like, I had between Christmas and New Year's, and I'm back up for Labor Day. And 2 down is like, yup, I did all 3 this year. And it's a bunch of youth pastors sitting around going, why don't they give us real dates? We're real people. And the point, of course, of this is that, you know what, there's been a lot of times in my ministry, and I'm realizing this a little bit older that I get, that I've tried to do a good job of showing people how great of a youth pastor I am, instead of showing people how great of a God that we have. And when I thought about that, I thought, oh man, like that's hard. There's been a lot of times in my ministry where I've realized that I'm trying to do a good job to show people how seriously I'm trying to convey the message instead of how seriously I'm supposed to take the message. You know? And this last one, when I really thought about it, I was like, oh, this sucks. There's been times that I've just tried to do such a good job to show people how good of a youth pastor I am or how good of a giver that I am, that I'm forgetting not only why I'm being called to give in the first place, but no matter how hard I try, I can't outgive God. And so I'm wondering this morning if any of us have ever sort of felt this pinch. If any of us have felt like, you know, I'm doing what I'm called to do, and I'm doing the things that I'm supposed to do, but I don't feel like I'm getting any recognition for it. Or maybe if I just made a little bit more noise about this good thing that I'm doing, that people would see how awesome of a giver or a doer or a whatever that I am. And I know that this week, as I sort of thought about it, I was really convicted in this. And you know, it's hard, especially as I'm sort of getting ready and geared up for the new year. Like, there's been a handful of times that we're prepping, and we did a big youth leaders meeting in the fall, and I've prepped a few things, and we're getting some things going. And I've just had a couple of moments where I've sat back in my chair, and I've gone, man, that was really good. That was really smart. I think this is really going to work. And in that moment, I am walking a really fine line between whether I'm doing my job for Christ or for Mike. And this morning, and as I prepped this week, that just crushed me. Because I looked at the thing that Christ was teaching, and not that he was teaching. I am called, whether or not I'm up on the stage, or whether or not I'm down somewhere else, or whether or not I'm in ministry, or I'm in lay leadership, or I'm a volunteer, or I'm in none of it, and I'm just a person who goes and does the things that I do. I'm called to convey Christ's message in a way that makes the light shine onto him. And I know that sometimes I probably haven't done that. And so as we sort of transition into sort of the testimony portion, I just thought that it was important that sort of I opened up to you a little bit and told you that, you know, like, we are all on our walk and we're all struggling with certain things, but this is a way this week that God really worked through me in the things that I was doing. It was a really good reminder and a really good snap back to reality at the beginning of a ministry season where God said, remember why you're doing what you're doing. You know that you're supposed to give. That's the part that you know. The part that you need to remember is why and is how. So, if you're struggling with that a little bit, I came up with a couple things that maybe you can do to try to help you too. I mean, you could just read more scripture about Christ's reward to those who have been good and faithful servants to him. The verse talks a lot about rewards in heaven and rewards on earth. And when we take this, we take the selfie and we post it, it's not that there's no reward, but Christ says that's it. That's the reward that you get. But there is tons of scripture that shows us how faithful Christ is to those who serve him in the way that we're called to. And if you need a reminder, I would encourage you to just jump into one of those and go back this week. Number two, if you're married, this one will be easy. Have people in your life who will call you out on when you're doing the right things for the wrong reasons. I have somebody who does that to me all the time, and I'm super thankful for that most of the time. If you have a friend or a parent or somebody who can come alongside you and can every once in a while look at you and go, hey, I love what you're doing, but let's just talk about why you're doing that for a second. Is that because you're trying to shine the light on you, or are we trying to shine the light on Jesus? It's great to have people in your life that can do that. And the third way is you can just remind yourself or have others remind you of God's generosity to you. Right? No matter how much we give, we're never going to give as much as Christ gave to us. Christ gave us his son to die so that we could live. That is the ultimate sacrifice that you or I will never be able to match. And that is where the light needs to be shined upon. And that, as much as any other reason, is why it's so important for us to stay humble. because no matter how much we give, we're never going to outgive what Christ did for us. I'm going to pray, and then I would encourage you, if there's a way that God's been working in your life, or something encouraging, or something that you've seen that you would like to share, we've got a microphone here and another one here. If you can't get up, that's okay. We've got Chris. He's got a mobile one. He can walk to you. I'm going to pray real quick. We'll explain that through, and then we'll see what happens. So let's pray together. God, thanks so much for this morning. Thank you that like three or four little verses can be such an either subtle or massive reminder of all of the things that you taught us and all of the things that you've shown us and given us. God, thank you for giving generously to us so that we could give generously to others. Thank you for teaching us about humility and the right way to do that. And Lord, I just pray that as we go into now a new season, as summer goes into fall and everything sort of starts back up again, that we would be encouraged that that your light is the light that we want to reflect and shine. And Lord, it feels great to do great things, but let's try to have you work in our hearts so that we know that the reason that we feel great isn't because of what we've done, but because of what you've done through us and for us. And so I just pray this morning that you would bless each and every person that's here, and help us all to do that a little bit better. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.